classmates.
5. Sophie.
Sophie really shines in her music and art classes. She shows a natural ability in both these areas. As I'm sure you've noticed, even though she just started piano classes, she's able to play pieces easily and with great skill. It's amazing how sometimes she can play a piece after hearing it only once or twice.
6. Dan.
Well, no surprise here. What Dan seems to enjoy most is working with cars and engines, figuring out how they work. The only problem I see is that he often works too quickly and doesn't pay enough attention to the little things. That can really create problems when you're trying to repair a machine.
7. Karen.
Karen's power of observation is really well developed for a child of her age. She notices every single detail. Karen really stands out in that area. Where she has difficulty is in communicating her ideas. Her written work could be a bit stronger.
8. Sam.
I find it fascinating how Sam seems to be able to know what other students are thinking before they even speak. But I'd like to see him develop his social skills more. Sometimes he gets a little impatient when one of his classmates needs him to explain something. He's great when he's on his own, but he's having trouble working well with the other students.
End of Unit 7.
Page 85. Exercise A. Listening. Listen to a teacher talking to parents about their children. After each conversation, check the statement that best describes each child's talents and abilities. Listen again if necessary.
1. Liza.
Well, unfortunately, Liza is really struggling in French and Italian. She clearly does not have a knack for languages, but she is wonderfully imaginative, and she shows a real flair for creating stories and writing poetry.
2. Ben.
Ben needs to pay more attention to his academic subjects, especially math and science. He's not doing well in those areas, I'm sorry to say. However, he does show real artistic talent, especially with crafts and design. He's been making beautiful sculptures and jewelry, and his woodwork is very skilled.
3. Stella.
I'm happy to tell you Stella is a very strong student, and she's doing well in all her subjects, especially German. After only 2 years of German, she speaks it quite fluently. Her only weakness is in music. Her lack of interest in this area really surprises me, because she has such a good ear for languages.
4. Stephen.
Stephen is really smart in math. He understands the concepts immediately, and he's comfortable with numbers in a very practical sense. His ability to solve problems in his head is extraordinary. He's a bit shy, though, and is having trouble making friends and working with his class.